All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It's that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in college football. I'm going to start off in a big non-conference tilt tonight as the fifth-ranked Auburn Tigers travel to the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas to take on the K-State Wildcats, who are ranked 20th overall in the country. Now, you look at this game, and you're going to expect to see Auburn's up-tempo offense led by quarterback Nick Marshall, running back Cameron Artis Payne, and wide receiver Sammy Coates, who is back in the lineup after sustaining an injury earlier on in the season. Now, K-State will counter with quarterback Jake Waters, who is one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks in the nation, and he will be on top. He will need to be on top of his game tonight if K-State is going to be able to pull off the upset. Now, when Waters does look to pass the football, he is going to look for his big-time target in wide receiver Tyler Lockett. Now, all-time, Auburn is 3-0 against Kansas State. However, during the nighttime in Manhattan, strange things can happen, especially on a Thursday night. I think this is going to be a very back-and-forth affair, but I believe Auburn has enough to escape K-State by a score of 37-31. Now, moving on to Saturday, an interstate rivalry is renewed with the North Carolina Tar Heels traveling to take on the East Carolina Pirates. Now, you look at UNC quarterback Marquise Williams, and he will need to have a big day for head football coach Larry Fedora, as they are going into a very hostile environment. Now, ECU quarterback Shane Carden already has passed for more than 1,000 yards this season, and he has 7 touchdowns for his coach, Ruffin McNeil. And when Carden is passing the ball, you can guarantee that he is going to look to his big-time wide receivers in Cam Worthy and Justin Hardy. Now, East Carolina already went on the road last week and knocked off an ACC team as they upset Virginia Tech, and I think they're going to get past another ACC team this Saturday as they are able to defeat the Tar Heels by a score of 30-21. Now, Rutgers is going to take on Navy, and you know, Rutgers, they really got off to a quick start. They were 2-0, and they lost a very heartbreaking game at home last week in their first conference game as members of the Big Ten to Penn State. Now, how will they bounce back against the midshipmen of Navy this Saturday? Now, Rutgers quarterback Gary Nova has been up and down so far this year, and he will need to be on point against the midshipmen. Now, of course, quarterback Keenan Reynolds did not play for Navy last week as a result of an injury, but you know, you still have two good quarterbacks that can run the option down there for the Naval Academy and Tago Smith along with Keenan Reynolds, and you still have running back Noah Copeland, who really just feeds off of that triple option system for Navy. Rutgers will make it tight, but they just don't have the firepower to get past Navy. I'm taking the midshipmen in this game by a score of 30-21. Now, down in the Southeastern Conference, this is a big test for two teams as the Mississippi State Bulldogs will travel to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to take on the LSU Tigers. The first conference game of the year for both sides. You look for Dan Mullen and his club to really rely on quarterback Dak Prescott, who nearly has 900 yards of passing with 9 touchdowns already this season and almost 300 yards on the ground. Now, for LSU head coach Les Miles, his young quarterback Anthony Jennings is really coming into his own, and game by game, he just continues to get better. And you look at this power running attack for Louisiana State with Kenny Hilliard and Leonard Fournette, it is just going to be too much. This is a night game at Death Valley, and you know, strange things happen for LSU, and things really work in their favor down there when the scene changes to the nighttime at Death Valley. And I'm taking Louisiana State at home by a score of 34-20. Now, Northern Illinois will travel to take on the Arkansas Razorbacks. And, you know, Northern Illinois, they're coming out of the Mid-American Conference. They're always that little engine that could, but they always find a way to get the job done. Now, you look at Northern Illinois quarterback Drew Hare, 6 touchdowns on the young season. To note, he has not thrown an interception, and he can rely on running back Akeem Daniels, who is averaging over 6 yards per carry right now. Now, of course, the Razorbacks and their head coach Brett Bielema will counter with that power running attack. You look at running back Alex Collins, who is just simply getting the job done. And of course, Brandon Allen, their quarterback, is not making mistakes. That is critical for what Arkansas is looking to do on offense. This is going to be a very tight game, folks, but I'm taking the Razorbacks at home by a score of 34-27. And finally, the big one in the Atlantic Coast Conference has the 22nd ranked Clemson Tigers traveling to Doak Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee to take on the number one team in the nation, the defending national champions in the Florida State Seminoles. Now, of course, for Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney, he will need consistency in offense and he will need a big game from his quarterback Cole Stout. Now, Jameis Winston, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner and the starting quarterback for Florida State, will be suspended for the first half of this game. So it's up to the Seminole team around him to really rally and get the job done and keep the Noles in this game. I think when Winston comes back into the game, or comes into the game for that matter, in the second half, it won't make a difference. You talk about a night game at Doak Campbell Stadium, the number one team in the nation, and the fans down there will really be charged for this one. And I really don't give Clemson that much of a shot. I'm taking Florida State at home by a score of 37-20. Those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to take this time to thank all of you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 3 in the National Football League season. Folks, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.